Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, a time that we believe will help you weather the storms of life as Jeff reads just a few verses of Scripture and then spends a few minutes in prayer. Here's Jeff.
Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today with heavy and frustrated hearts. Our hearts are heavy and frustrated because, like David, we wonder if you have hidden your face from us and forgotten us because our prayers go unanswered. For so many of us, Lord, we bring before you extremely important and serious issues, spiritual issues, family issues, relationship issues, and work issues, but we hear no answers. Our supplications are going unanswered. In so many cases, Lord, your silence is painful and brings us to tears. Why, O Lord, is your silence so deafening? Father, examine our hearts, examine our minds, examine our thoughts, examine our motives, examine every facet of our lives, and convict us through your Holy Spirit of our sin. Lord, you are the omniscient ruler of the universe. You hear every prayer and supplication, but you answer them according to your sovereign will. Cause your Spirit, Lord, to stir the pot within every heart and reveal to so many the selfish, self-centered, and self-serving motives of their prayers and supplications. Lord, we think that our minds and our thoughts are private and secure. You know them all, and you hear them all. Every facet of our lives is put on display before you. There are no secrets, no hidden sins, no buried motives. You see them all. Forgive us, O Lord, for our hearts and minds are filled with sin and wretched in your sight. How can we remain in fellowship with you, O Lord? Humble our hearts before you, and cause us to believe the writer of Proverbs, as he tells us that you love him who follows righteousness, and that the prayer of the upright is your delight. Lord, you have told us throughout the pages of Scripture that you seek fellowship with men and women with pure and righteous hearts. You even tell us through James's pen that the effective, fervent prayers of a righteous man accomplish much. Lord, you are looking at our hearts, you are listening to our thoughts and motives, and you are observing our lives. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Purge us of all our sin. Restore each one of us back into pure and holy fellowship with you. Bring us back into your word every day, and bring us back into intimate fellowship and prayer, that we might know you and your Son Jesus Christ, and see your presence in our lives. Glorify yourself, Lord, in answering the faithful prayers of righteous men and women all across this great land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. We encourage you to go to our website at thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. Thank you for spending these few minutes with us, and know that your generosity, your contributions to this ministry, will be used to the honor and glory of God.